Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So, Jessica, what's going on?
There is a business competition happening that I want to mention.
I like competition.
I bet you do. It is the Metro East Startup Challenge, and the goal is to encourage and reward excellence and entrepreneurship. Whew, say that three times. If you have a business startup idea, you should consider entering because there is over $22,000 cash that will be awarded to several winners. And the first place winner will receive a $10,000 cash prize. And then there are cash prizes for second to fourth place as well. To be eligible, it must be a for-profit business in the Metro East. And even if you've already established your business, you can still enter the competition. You just have to have established after April 30th of 2018.
Very cool.
So, Nick, are you familiar with the company Vast Produce?
Yes, actually. They're the lettuce people at the Vine Street Market.
That's right. They're a startup aquaponics farm, and they grow lettuce, microgreens, and veggies. And they won this competition a few years ago.
Oh, that's cool. So do you know what aquaponics is?
I want to say yes, but honestly, I have no idea.
It's when you used farmed fish and other aquatic animals. You take their waste and you use it for nutrients for growing plants hydroponically. The waste purifies the water.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
Well, you know, maybe our listeners come to the podcast for community updates, but they'll stay to learn about poop-grown lettuce.
It's true. Oh, man. I'll put a link to details in the show notes.
Sounds good.
I don't know what to say.
So something we enjoy sharing on the podcast is good things others are doing that we may not know about. I feel like it's a good way to balance out what you see and hear in the media, although I try and do the nice stuff.
You do a very good job.
I try.
You know? Yep.
Jess is throwing me under the bus here with the script of, like, you know, trying to, like, anyway.
No need to take it personal, Nick.
So, do you have anything that you'd like to share?
I do. The Chamber's Military Affairs Committee delivers welcome bags to airmen who are just moving into the dorms at Scott Air Force Base. The bags contain items like laundry detergent, toilet paper, there are some snacks in there. So when you're new to the base, there's a lot of in-processing, and you might not have time right away to get out to the store. So the idea behind these bags is to give the airmen a few things they might need until they have a chance to go shopping.
That's really great. I didn't know they did that. And speaking of the military, congratulations to VFW Post 805 in O'Fallon. They recently attended the Illinois Annual Convention, where they spent a lot of time on the winter stage because they took home several big awards, including the much-coveted Outstanding Community Service Post Award.
That's right. And you know I love fun facts. There are 6,500 VFWs worldwide, but less than 1% of them ever received this award.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so knowing that, it's even more impressive what they do and the fact that they're earning statewide recognition for their work. So, way to go, Post 805. We're super proud of you.
So, Jess, what's on the calendar this week?
There is so much happening, and if you're an outdoors person, there's quite a bit going on that may be of interest to you. Tomorrow, Saturday, July 10th, is the family-friendly triathlon happening in downtown O'Fallon. Families can check in at the Vine Street Market between 9 and 11 a.m., ride their bikes to the community park, and then there'll be a volunteer available to watch the bikes so you can do the one-mile walk through the park. Then you ride your bike back to the market. There is a flat $5 rate per family, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Tomorrow also marks the start of Park Scrabble. I feel like you would enjoy this, Nick.
Scrabble?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to go to the park.
I mean, I'm okay with the park.
All right, okay. So from July 10th until the 9th.
I'm allowed at the park. Despite what you may have heard, I'm allowed at the park.
Continuing on, from July 10th until the 19th, there are Scrabble tiles hidden throughout various parks in O'Fallon. And the goal is to find the letters and then build the word worth the most points to beat your competitors.
Onomatopoeia.
And good luck with that, friend. Whomever submits the word worth the most points wins.
Okay.
Both of these events are in support of Unplug Day in Illinois. It is a day dedicated to getting people to ditch their electronics and get outside. So I'd love to see people take advantage of these fun events. I don't think I've mentioned this before, but every Tuesday and Thursday from now through August, there is yoga in the park at Rock Springs Rotary Park in O'Fallon. It's offered through Moonbird Yoga, which is a downtown yoga studio. There is a $10 drop-in fee or $15 for a family, and yoga begins at 6 p.m. I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Very cool.
This Wednesday, July 14th, O'Fallon Police are hosting a Dine to Donate at Peel in support of Special Olympics. Eat there between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. Show the flyer that I'll link to in the show notes, and 20% of your bill goes directly to Special Olympics. They'll have officers and three Olympians. I know Tony, Jim, and Alex will be on hand to greet customers.
Fantastic.
Now, I've met Tony and Jim before, but I actually know Alex. And I'm going to put some pictures of Alex and his Special Olympics medals on our Instagram page. So I want people to take a look at it. It is quite impressive, the wins that he's earned over the years. And he's been able to compete because of the generosity of others through events like this, Dying to Donate. So check it out.
I don't know if I've met Alex, but I do know Tony. And that is, he's the happiest guy you'll ever meet.
He really is.
And yeah. I've seen him at like the events at like Texas Roadhouse and Sam's Club and all the other ones that they do and everything. And he's a great guy.
He definitely lights up the room when he's
definitely.
There, for sure. Two events that I want you to save the date for. There is a downtown bike crawl on Saturday, July 17th. The ride starts at the depot and hits 12 different restaurants and pubs throughout the afternoon. And the idea is it's all about riding around town and supporting our local businesses that have sort of taken a hit over the last 15 months. There's no registration required. You basically show up and ride. And I know last year people picked a theme and then they all rode together. So some decorated their bikes, some got really decked out in fun gear. Nick, you totally know what my theme would be, right?
I'm guessing it's America. All right, then.
This Wednesday is also Shiloh's Music in the Park with the country rock band Short Mist. Music begins at 7, and that's in the Big Pavilion.
Okay.
One final event, 1818 Chop House is hosting Saturday Night Fever on Saturday, July 31st. Disco and dancing from 8 until 11 p.m. up on the rooftop of the Blade Building. Tickets are $25 and seating is limited. What a great venue and fun costume. So I hope people check that out. And I will put a link to that in the show notes.
I got those big shoes with the goldfish and the heel, you know?
I bet you do.
Not really.
You should, though. We can put that in the promotional material.
It would be really funny.
Funny. Mm-hmm. We'll go with that.
Well, you know me. I've been expanding out the wardrobe a little bit lately. So we won't get into that. But anyway. Well, Jess, that about does it for me this week. I've got to get going.
Hey, thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.